Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Welcome to episode 2 of the Monday Waffle. I'm one of your co-hosts, Luke Shipway. Alongside me is Jimmy Williams and Poppy Penny. Guys, how are we today?
Very good. How are you, Luke?
I'm very well. Jimmy, how about yourself?
Going fantastic. Fantastic weekend of football. Pleasure to be at a couple of the games. And things getting really even though it's only been 2 rounds, Luke.
Yes, and we got some interesting interviews upcoming today in the show. We got both the Nelson brothers that played for West Perth on the weekend. We got Shane, who we know has been around the Waffle for a few years now. But his brother, who made his debut on the weekend, and you managed to meet up with him on Sunday arvo.
Yeah, snagged him for a post-game interview. They both played really terrific. West Perth played really terrific, but we'll get to that a touch later. I know you guys both went to a game as well.
Yeah, me and Poppy were at the Subiaco-Perth game, and it was a back-and-forth affair with Perth getting on the board early, but Subi were able to come home victors late.
Yeah, Perth died off in the second half. The third quarter, they barely touched the scoreboard.
Yeah, and it was a very good game for returning captain Carl Horsley.
Oh, but he was outstanding, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Many touches, and I think he snagged 2 goals as well. So, but we'll get more in depth into the games a bit later on.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
Now to recap round 2 of the Waffle. First up, we have Swan Districts versus South Fremantle. And Swan Districts came out victors 85-64. Jimmy was at that game. Jimmy, just give us a brief recap on the game and good players, goal kickers.
Yeah, well, the Swans' defence was probably what won them this game. Their 3 guys down back, Talon Ames, Tony Knott was sometimes down there, and Alex Howard just really worked as a good unit, and they were terrific. It almost looked like South Fremantle would swap jumpers with Subiaco from the week before because they played nowhere near as good as they did in round 1. Ryan Crowley was fantastic for the Black Ducks. He moved from the midfield forward, kicking 3 goals. Noble booted 2, and so did Kerry. And Kerry was terrific as well as a lead-up option, sometimes playing off half-back. But really promising signs for the Black Ducks. They've won their first 2 in a row. They've got some really experienced old AFL players who have come back into the Waffle. Xavier Ellis, David Ellard, who played for Carlton and Hawthorn respectively, and Ellis finished his career at the Eagles. So they look like a really damaging side. I was really disappointed with South Fremantle, and they'll hope they can bounce back next week.
Poppy, you and I were at the Subiaco-Perth game on the weekend. Yeah, close game. Subiaco came out winners. The score was 90-67. Poppy, what were your views on the game, especially from the Perth Demons side?
They were fantastic in the first half. They were leading at halftime, and then I don't know what happened. At halftime, they just massively dropped off. The third quarter, they were so quiet, and Subi just kept going. It was bizarre. It's like they'd just tired out.
Yeah, and Subiaco, I think from watching the game, Subiaco dominated possession for most of the game. In the first half, the Perth Demons defence held up well, and Subiaco couldn't convert on the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. And what the Demons were doing well was rebounding off the back line and able to convert there in the first half, but in the second half, Subiaco obviously dominated and led by Liam Ryan with 6 goals on the
amazing
day. And their returning captain, Carl Horsley, kicked another couple goals, and he was one of their best on ground.
Yeah, great to see him back.
But yeah, for Perth, Sammy Garstone played decent in the forward line. He's a young forward. He kicked 1 goal and had quite a few touches and running through the ruck and a few hit-outs there as well. Some exciting forwards up there for Perth as well with Narrier and
White kicked 2.
Yeah, White and Narrier was good. He showed a lot of pace off the half forward there and kicked a good goal. But
Perth looked like they've improved, guys. Where did you see their improvement? Where do you think their improvement has come from?
It's that rebound, definitely.
Yeah. And I think they've made a point of it to implement a lot of the young players in, and they're looking for the future, not necessarily this year. Got off to a slow start with 2 losses. So for the future, I think they're looking good by implementing a lot of these young players into their league squad. But Jimmy, you were also at West Perth, East Perth on the weekend. Just mind give us a bit of a recap on that game.
Yeah, really close game up until the beginning of the fourth quarter when West Perth kicked away and managed to get the largest lead of the game out to 24 points. But East Perth worked their way back in. They ended up losing. East Perth finished on 78, West Perth on 99. And I was really impressed with a couple of guys from the Falcons. They had the week off last week, so they were pretty fresh. Aaron Black, of course, getting his hands on the ball. He had 29. Fellow midfielder Shane Nelson had 34. But there's one guy, his name's Luke Meadows, and he was probably unlucky not to be drafted. He finished with 29. Listen to this, 13 inside 50s, one goal, two behind. So all of a sudden, you turn those 2 points into three goals, and he's clearly probably been the best player on the ground. I know in the post-match, Bill Monahan said he was. He got the club's number one club award, and Bill Monahan was full of praise for him. So he's a guy who just wants to get better. I've never seen anyone like it. He's just so determined to constantly improve. And congrats to Bill Monahan on his 100th league win as coach for the Falcons.
And so how did you see East Perth? Obviously, they lost, but it was a reasonably close affair. So
probably the most interesting thing of the afternoon was Drew Petrie went down for the Eagles in the Melbourne game. So Jonathan Giles was pulled out pre-game. He was due to ruck, but I'm sure someone from Melbourne gave the East Perth head coach a call and said, no, Jonathan Giles won't be playing for you. But there were a couple of guys, especially a couple of Eagles, who looked really good. Dom Sheed worked tirelessly all day. He had 23 and 4 inside 50s. Young Joshy Rotham down back had 17, and he looks like a really dangerous, damaging defender off the halfback flank. While Luke Partington had 35 disposals and a goal, he was probably the Royals' best player on the afternoon. And luckily enough, we were lucky enough to catch up with the older Nelson brother, Shane, post-match to get his thoughts on the game. Just Shane Nelson. Shane, tell me what it meant today to play alongside your little brother, Scott.
Oh, it was awesome. You know, it's something that we've talked about for a long time. And for it to actually happen, we didn't know how long it was going to take to happen. But yeah, he's put in the work during the preseason and yeah, smashed it today.
What was your message to him before the game? He told me before you were stirring him up a bit last night. What did you tell him? What was your advice to him?
I did give him a bit of a hard time, but my message to him was basically, in all seriousness, was to basically just don't play the game in your head before it actually starts, because then you'll struggle and the emotions will get the better of you. So he didn't, and he caught a bit of flack for it as well, but it's all part of it.
Part of the Rat Pack, and I know your parents weren't here to watch it today because they were away, but how proud would they have been to see you both in the red and the blue?
Yeah, look, Mum was pretty upset. She was away, but she messaged Scott before and wished him all the best. My Nana and Pop were here, so that meant a lot to him. Obviously Mum, hopefully we'll see him in the coming weeks when she gets back.
And yeah, absolutely. I think he did enough to warrant to keep his spot. And on a personal level, you started your season really well today. Round two, had the bye first. Last year, unfortunately, that wrist injury kept you out. You must have a bit of confidence leading into the rest of the season now with those 30 possessions.
Yeah, look, it was obviously a tough start last year, missing the first five games through a broken hand. And I was disappointed in myself and the situation I put myself and the club in. But, it was good to get back on the track all year, all pre-season, and, put in the work. And, today I just wanted to start strong. Was lucky enough to do that.
Yeah, some very interesting comments there from Shane Nelson. Thank you to Shane for joining the Monday Waffle post-match. And it was also very good to chat with the debutant, Scott Nelson, his younger brother. Scotty, walk us through a great win and describe those feelings that you had running out onto the ground for the first time as a senior in the red and the blue.
Yeah, it was a great feeling. When I first ran out there, I had butterflies in my stomach. But, all the boys got around me and supported me. Yeah, it was great to get the win. Good feeling afterwards as well.
The game was pretty tight all day. The largest margin was 12 points up until that early in the fourth when you kicked away and kicked four goals in a row. What was the message from Bill to the playing group at three-quarter time?
Bill basically just said, stick to what we've trained, and we know that our plan's going to work if we all stick to it and get the job done.
What was it, did he have any special message for you on your debut game, or did you get any advice from big brother Shane?
Shane was pretty helpful. He just kept following me around with the camera last night, filming it, making me a bit more nervous, but... Oh, well.
How did you deal with those nerves today? It's obviously a big thing to play senior footy these days, and to play it with your big brother. How did that make you feel?
Yeah, it was a great feeling playing the first game with Shane, but I think I just sort of backed myself in and just kept thinking back to what got me into this position now. So, yeah, I sort of just went out there and played my natural game and hopefully it turned out all right.
You talked about the things that got you into the position to be selected. What are those type of things that Bill looks for to pick you in this? It's a hard case side. There was a lot of guys in the twos today who played really well. You've done enough, in my opinion, to keep your spot, but what are those things that you do to keep you in this team?
A big thing for Bill is the defensive side of things, and that's something I've worked on over the pre-season. Just pressing up is one of the big things for our team, so that's the defensive side of things is how I've sort of cracked a game.
And I just overheard before, your mum wasn't able to get to the ground today. How proud do you think she would be of both you and Shane to have seen you both play in the red and the blue together for the first time?
Yeah, I think she'd be very proud. We've been through a fair bit of stuff with our family, so something I've always worked hard to do is get up to this level and play with Shane and make all our family proud.
Thanks to Scott Nelson there for talking to our very own Jimmy Williams on Sunday. Now we have a match report from the Peel East Fremantle game from our reporter Mel Blomley.
Peel Thunder has continued to go from strength to strength with an impressive 86-point win over East Fremantle on the weekend. Peel started strong in the first quarter, kicking 6 goals to East Fremantle's 2. By half-time, Peel had a 40-point lead with East Fremantle unable to add to their goal tally, scoring only 3 behinds. Peel racked up another 6 goals in the third quarter with East Fremantle, similar to the first quarter, only scoring 2 goals. The Thunder added another 5 in the last quarter, securing the win for Peel with 126 points to East Fremantle's 40. Peel's best for the day included Trey Bunnell, Gerald Ugel, as well as Dockers Harley Balick and Matthew Tabiner. Balick had 33 disposals, 3 marks and a goal. Bunnell racked up 28 disposals, 21 of which were kicks, while Tabiner kicked 5 goals and had 20 disposals. The best for East Fremantle saw Jaden Schofield collect 35 disposals, while Ryan Lester-Smith had 28 disposals and 14 marks. Leroy Jett is now tied with Liam Ryan as the leading goal kickers this season after 5 goals took his tally to 9.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti, I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Now that we've recapped all the weekend's games and round 2 of the Waffle, Poppy, just give us an update on the ladder and how it looks after round 2.
We've got Peel and Swan Districts who are undefeated after round 2, and then Claremont, West Perth, South Freo and Subi are all on 1 win. And then we've got Perth, East Perth and East Freo still yet to win a game. This is Poppy's Picks on the Monday Waffle. Now it's time for Poppy's Picks and Luke, 4 out of 4 again.
Tipping the leaderboard, it's 8 out of 8 for the first
That's
2.
That's incredible.
That is amazing. I am 4 out of 8. So
I think for all the listeners that listened last week, I'm pretty sure before I said my tips that I said, get out a pen and paper. This is going to win you your tipping competition.
Dead right.
I'm not the most modest person, but you know.
I hope some of the experts are listening to the podcast this week. They might want to follow Luke's lead.
Oh, I think so. And Mia has had another shocker. She got 1.
Who else did well? I mean, Mia, she's got 1 both weeks. We don't need to pay attention to that. Who else did well?
Jared and Tash, 4 out of 4 for both of them as well.
That's great stuff. So, yeah, they didn't get 4 out of 4 last week, so I am leading with 8 tips. Poppy, who are you going to tip this week?
This round, I'm going to tip Claremont to get over Perth on Saturday. And then I'm going to tip West Perth to get over Subi, and then East Perth over the Swanee Dees. And I'm going to tip Peel to get 3 in a row.
Jimmy, how about yourself?
Yeah, I think Claremont will beat Perth at Lath Lane on Saturday Arvo, early start 1:40 p.m. Going to back the red and the blue, West Perth. They played really well yesterday, so 6-day break. I think they'll really compete against Subi this week. I'm going to back the Falcons in. Swan Districts look really lethal with that senior group of players, especially some of those ex-AFL guys look real experienced, and I'm going to pick them to beat East Perth away at Leaderville Oval. And Peel Thunder just keeping the juggernaut rolling. I think they'll get over South Fremantle. I think it'll be a close one, but Peel just.
And I'm going to tip Claremont as well against Perth. I think Claremont, they've had a week off, so they should rebound well after a solid win against East Fremantle in round 1. And then I'm going to go with West Perth against Subiaco. I like West Perth. They're at home at the arena, so I'll go with them there. And Swan Districts as well. They've been on a roll with, you know, Xavier Ellis and Crowley, all the ex-AFL talent, so I back them. And also Peel at home against South Fremantle. South Fremantle didn't play very well against Swans, and Peel absolutely thumped AC Milan.
So I've followed you this week, Luke Shipwave, so I should be getting 4, and if you will move to 12 out of 12, it would be an amazing start to the season.
Unprecedented start there. I don't know if anyone else has ever done it before, but we'll wait and see.
Very well done.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
We just ran through the games for round 3 there and our tipping. But just to recap and give you the times for the games, it's Perth versus Claremont at Lathlane Park at 1:40, and that game's televised on 7, mate. Then at 2:15, it's West Perth versus Subiaco at HBF Arena. And also at 2:15 is East Perth Swan Districts and Peel Thunder at South Fremantle. The East Perth Swan Districts game's at Leaderville Oval, and Peel versus South Fremantle is at Bendigo Bank Stadium in Mandurah. And East Fremantle have the bye. That's all we have for this week on the Monday Waffle Podcast. I'm Luke Shipway.
I'm Jimmy Williams.
And I'm Poppy Penny. Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.